This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'm sure many of you know that I became the center of some controversy overnight because one of my good buddies called me to let me know that him and others had viewed the famous Hunter Biden laptop videos and photographs, thousands and thousands of them. I'm a father of two girls, two daughters I love dearly. One is 28 years old, the other is only 12 years old. And as a father, when I heard them tell me that there are thousands and thousands of videos and images of Hunter Biden having sex with Chinese girls that look extremely young and doing terrible things to him, disgusting things to him, things that my friends in law enforcement called sickening and disgusting and absolutely beyond the pale. Debasing. At that point, I decided I could wait no longer, and I put out a tweet, both a Twitter and a Parlay and a Facebook, and let the world know that my friends had watched the actual video, credible people, real high-level people in politics and law enforcement had watched the Hunter Biden video. I did not see it, but they watched it, and they said that what they saw was absolutely disgusting and made them sick to their stomachs. And, boy, the liberals lost their minds, including one of the biggest liberals in Nevada, who's just a complete jerk, one of the biggest wieners you've ever met in your entire life, who loves to say bad things about me. But the one time I've been at the same event as him, I tried to find him and clear the air. I didn't want to be mean. I wanted to be nice and actually clear the air. And he ran away like a little sissy, because that's what liberals are. They're all little sissies. He caught one look of me walking towards him, and he ran like a little five-year-old on a school playground, running away from the bully, except I'm not a bully. I'm the nicest guy in the world who's going to go up to him and say, come on, man, what's the matter with you? Why would we be enemies? Makes no sense at all. Let's call a truce. And he ran away like a little wussy, and today he was at it again, hitting me on Twitter. Oh, I'm such a terrible person. Because I told the world that my friends watched the video and what they saw was absolutely sickening. Interesting. Here's one of my tweets today. I just verified again. Spoke to a high-level source who watched Hunter Biden's laptop, thousands of filthy, disgusting, disgraceful images and videos of Hunter having sex with young girls. Sickening, he said, but obviously, while all of them looked young and many looked clearly underage, no ages were stamped on their face. You can't prove it until you investigate that they're underage, but I really don't care. I just think you should let it all go. FBI and DOJ, just put out images and let America decide if the Biden family is the next president of the United States running the White House. And you will see that Wayne Root is the winner again and right again. And nobody, and I mean nobody, will take the side of the Biden family when they see the images that my friends described. Another tweet from me, just a disgusting mess involving filthy, obscene sex acts, smoking crack, all in photos and videos by the thousands, bad, bad stuff. Why not DOJ release excerpts and let American people decide if they approve, if relevant to election, if they could ever again stomach the Biden family? And then another tweet I thought you'd enjoy, a vile liberal journalist, I wouldn't even say his name, a vile liberal journalist in Vegas, who runs like a little girl away from Wayne Root, which with Root Derangement Syndrome, just criticized me for reporting my high-level buddy witnessed Hunter Biden video with thousands of disgusting, disgraceful sex scenes with girls who looked very young. Disturbing and sickening is what he said. Voters have no right to know. Is that really what liberals think? And then my next tweet, voters have no right to know. Amazing that fake news, biased liberal, quote-unquote, journalists think that, isn't it? Voters have no right to know about Biden's crimes while vice president, and his son's laptop with thousands of disgusting, shocking, disgraceful sex images. Really, they are scared SH-less. That's what I put. They're scared SH-less. Let's put out for vote, my next tweet. Let's put out for vote. How many of you think American people have the right to know what's on Hunter Biden's laptop? How many think it's okay for future president's son to travel the world extorting and giving 10% to 50% to his daddy? How many think filthy sex with very capitalized young-looking girls is okay? Next tweet. Now let's compare what Roger Stone did versus what's on Hunter Biden's laptop. Great comparison. Does anyone actually know what Roger Stone did wrong? Neither do I. Yet a SWAT team raid and his life savings are gone. Do you understand the fraud, theft, extortion, and bribery of Hunter and Biden? Yep, we all understand that. So where's the SWAT team for Hunter Biden? And Joe Biden, by the way. Next one, very important tweet by me. I'm dying for 100 million voters to watch sex scenes on Hunter Biden's laptop and decide if daddy can be president. Especially women, capitalized. Especially feminists, capitalized. Especially moms and grandmas, capitalized. Especially Midwesterners. Then emails that pinpoint bribery, extortion by son and daddy Joe. Let's roll. Let's roll. And then this news in, because let me tell you something. It's so fun when liberals try and outthink themselves and they're the stupidest people in the world. Listen to this one. Twitter's Aurelian decision, and my voice is hoarse because I was speaking at I was the MC for 4 hours at a big event Saturday night in Scottsdale, Arizona, called the Patriot Party on, you know, a big pro-Trump event, and I lost my voice talking so much on a mic over and above all the ambient noise of the crowd and entertaining the crowd for 4 hours. But I'm fine. I'll keep sucking on my colonial silver drops, and I'll be fine. Twitter's Aurelian decision to censor the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, published by the New York Post, has completely backfired, nearly doubling its visibility, according to the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and media intelligence firm Signal Labs. The poorly thought-through ban triggered the so-called Streisand effect and helped turn a sketchy article, into a much-shared blockbuster. And then on Friday, the Republican National Committee filed an FEC complaint against Twitter, claiming the ban amounts to an illegal corporate in-kind political contribution to the Biden campaign. Looking at the fire hose of Twitter's shares of the URL, including original tweets, retweets and quote tweets, Signal found a surge of shares immediately after Twitter instituted the block, jumping from about 5.5 thousand shares every 15 minutes to about 10,000, says MIT. So Twitter is back where it was 2 days ago, only now everyone knows about Hunter's notebook. Brilliant, said Zero Hedge. The Streisand effect was named after Barbara Streisand's 2003 attempt, another big liberal, to suppress a photo of her Malibu, California residence by trying to sue a photographer for $50 million over the aerial photograph. Before Streisand's lawsuit, the photo had only been downloaded from the photographer's website 6 times, two of which were Streisand's attorney. Once the story went viral, over 420,000 people visited the site over the following month. The lawsuit was dismissed, and Streisand was ordered to pay $155,000 to cover the photographer's legal fees. And Twitter did the exact same thing when they banned the post story, blocking people from posting it or sharing it over direct message, deleting tweets, and suspending those who shared it. Of note, the New York Post Twitter account is still locked. And then after Twitter came under extreme fire for what some consider election meddling with an editorial decision, CEO Jack Dorsey expressed regret, tweeting that straight blocking of URLs was wrong. We update our policy and enforcement to fix. Our goal is to attempt to add context, and now we have capabilities to do that. And so guess what? Now they've got a congressional investigation spearheaded by Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. And Dorsey will testify Wednesday via teleconference in front of the Senate Commerce Committee. And everybody in the whole world knows about the scandal. Thanks in some part to Wayne Allyn-Root. You see, here's the thing. They tried to censor me, and overnight I added 25,000 new Twitter fans. You guys are so dumb. You're just the dumbest people in the world. You tried to censor the story, and you can't censor the story. Everybody wants to know the story. My original tweet that went out was viewed by literally, I think it's about 10 to 1. Usually, for every 10 people that view it, I get one like at Twitter and Parler. So it was viewed by over 50,000 people at Twitter, which means over 500,000 viewed my tweet. And at Parler, it's over 100,000 who viewed my tweet. And so probably 600,000 people have viewed my tweet, and I gained 25,000 new Twitter users overnight. That must kill Twitter, those poor people. Wow. And it just doesn't go away. The story gets worse and worse. Hunter Biden has a partner who's in prison, and he's given permission. He's given 26,000 emails. 26,000 emails of between him and Hunter Biden to investigators. God knows what that's going to lead to, but they're saying it's all about China bribes. And the Biden campaign's funneled, here's a new news story, over $70,000 to Hunter Biden, nearly $150,000 to the entire family. This is from Biden's campaign funds. Biden's campaign funds paid $150,000 to family members and $75,000 to his son, Hunter Biden's law firm. Folks, this never ends, okay? And Rudy Giuliani has nailed it all, although I was there before him or anybody else. I've been talking for 3 years now, 4 years now, about Biden being the most corrupt man in the world other than Hillary Clinton, the most corrupt person in the world other than Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. But Giuliani says, I didn't even know this, in China, the way all the politicians handle corruption is they never take money. They let their children or their brothers or their mothers or fathers take all the money and pay all the bills and then put the money in a Swiss bank account. And that's what clearly Joe Biden learned from the Chinese. He used Hunter Biden to funnel not millions, but billions of dollars offshore to the Biden Trust.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn-Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health. And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Notice my voice has made a nice little comeback from last segment because I'd come straight from the gym and now I had a chance to suck on some colloidal silver lozenges. And my voice feels a lot better. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. This is Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. So even Goldman Sachs and I have never agreed on anything. You know, it's kind of like a lover, and you two never agree on anything, and you hate each other's guts, and you walk away from each other. Then you find out years later, there's one thing you share. And so, Goldman Sachs, I've always hated them. They're so dumb, and I am absolutely resentful that people that dumb could be that rich, that all the managing partners make millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions a year, and they're just dumb, and they get everything wrong, and it just makes no sense. And yet, they've now said, sell your dollars and buy silver. That's Goldman Sachs' recommendation. Peter Schiff's an old friend of mine. He's been warning about a dollar collapse. He believes that you've got to buy gold and silver. Pretty much everyone is now in agreement, and Cornerstone Asset Metals is the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And so, why is Goldman agreeing with me on something? Because they know what I know. Money's being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID, and inflation is coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they'll make the process easy and smooth for you. And right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Tell them you're a Wayne Root fan, and they, Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchases. In other words, you got to buy something, but if you buy something, you get a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free for being a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Call toll-free at 888-8-GOLD now. I put this deal together for you. I'm the one who told them you got to do it. 888-8-GOLD now, 888-8-GOLD now, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Goldman Sachs even says to do it. Wayne Root says to do it. Peter Schiff says to do it. Brilliant minds think alike. I keep telling you Biden's going to be crushed. It's all over. Everybody knows what a thief he is. Everyone knows what complete horrible people the whole Biden family is. And you know what the worst one of the bunch is? You think I'm going to say Hunter. Nope. The worst one of the whole bunch is Jill, the wife of Joe Biden. She knows how dirty the family is. She knows how decrepit and feeble and dementia-laden the brain of her husband is. And instead of letting him retire, they've got who knows how many billions offshore, just like the Clintons. Instead of letting him just retire and live in the sunset of his life before you have to put him into assisted living, before you have to put a sign around his neck telling everybody, my name is Joe Biden, I live at this address, until it gets quite that bad, you could have just enjoyed life with him and taken cruises and played tennis and golf and had fun in life, played bingo. But instead, she made him run for president so she could be first lady. And you know what? That ego involved in that decision is so cruel, so terrible. He's not going to win. He's just embarrassed his whole family. Hunter Biden has taken down the entire Biden clan. Yeah, sure, he's still going to get a lot of votes because Democrats are the dumbest people in the world, the densest people in the world, the most delusional people in the world. You know, it just doesn't matter. No matter what you do, they'll vote for you. You know, think of Marion Barry, the mayor of Washington, D.C. When you've got a town filled with dumb Democrats, you can snort coke, you can snort crack cocaine, you can have sex with 52 hookers, and the next day they vote for you. That's Democrats. But you don't understand, that's not the average Midwestern person. That's not independents in Pennsylvania. That's not independents in Michigan. You're going down to a huge defeat. Trafalgar is the only polling group I even trust anymore. And Trafalgar shows Trump ahead by 2 in Michigan. And Michigan's the least likely state for Trump to win. Ahead by 2. And they actually say they got famous because they're the only polling group that does state by state, and they actually showed Trump had a chance last time to win Michigan, Pennsylvania, name all those Midwest states, Wisconsin, and of course Florida, you know, down south, Florida. They said he had a chance to win all those. He was down by only like 1, and nobody else agreed. Everyone thought he was down by a landslide in the last election. So they proved to be the most accurate group of anyone. Well, guess what? In all this time since they started polling in 2015, Trump has never led once in any poll, even for them, with Michigan. So even though he was losing in Michigan last time, according to Trafalgar, he was losing so close to be within the margin of error, and he wound up winning Michigan. But this time he's actually winning Michigan in the poll. And now a new Pennsylvania poll is out, and Joe Biden's lead narrows to just 1.1%. Oh, it's also Trafalgar. I did not realize that. So Joe Biden leads by 1.1%, 47.5 to 46.4. And in all the Rust Belt states, Biden's lead is within the margin of error. Now you add in that whisper vote, Trump wins by a landslide.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Master C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke again on Monday, attempting to meet the Speaker's deadline for a coronavirus stimulus package before the election. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters that he still hopes a deal can get done, but he isn't sure if Senate Republicans will be swayed by it.
The Senate Republicans have been very vocal in terms of their lack of support of a number that is even close to what the president has already supported at the $1.88 trillion dollar range. I can tell you this, that there are some in the Senate that would support it. Whether there's enough votes to get to the 60-vote threshold, that's up to Leader McConnell.
Wall Street wasn't optimistic about the possibility of a deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 410 points, shedding 1.4%. The S&P 500 fell off 1.6%, and the NASDAQ dropped 1.7%. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. One tweet and I gained 25,000 new followers at Twitter overnight, which must make Twitter very, very happy. We now know the Streisand effect was in effect over the weekend. Twitter and Facebook both banned any talk of the New York Post story. And the result is some of the groups that study things like this, social media and its effects on pop culture, say that it made it twice as powerful. Twice as many people were out looking for New York Post story and the laptop story and what's on the laptop as would have been if they had just left it alone and let it run its natural course. But liberals can't do that. They're so dumb. They have no ability to do that because they're the most intolerant people in the world. And anything they don't agree with or they don't like or they think is disfavorable to them, they try and hide it. They try and ban it. They try and censor it. They burn books. They're terrible, terrible people. And look what they did to my great friend Roger Stone, longtime Trump associate, former Trump campaign advisor, a great guy, a friend of mine for almost 20 years, and I feel so bad at how Roger was treated, and I'd like to talk a little bit about it with Roger Stone. We got him right now. Roger, you're on with War. How are you?
Wayne, it's great to be with you. I see you've been doing the Lord's work lately. And while I'm glad to hear that you gained 25,000 new followers on Twitter, don't worry, my friend, you're going to be banned soon.
Oh, any day, I'm sure. I'm sure. Maybe by tonight, I think they'll catch up. Yes, they will ban me. Believe me, I know it. They've already suspended me at various times for a day or two, but this one should certainly get me banned soon, even with the 25,000 new followers. But that's okay. I've got Parler now, so they can do whatever they want. I got more fans on Parler than I do on Twitter. So I want to compare how you were treated with the FBI raid on your home and CNN waiting for the raid versus Hunter Biden. And then I want to compare what exactly did you do, because as I said in a tweet today, Roger, I know I don't understand, I doubt anybody else out there understands, what bad thing did you actually do that deserved all that?
Well, for 3 years, of course, the special counsel leaked stories that I would be charged with treason, espionage, conspiracy against the United States, multi-million dollar money laundering of foreign cash in violation of the Foreign Campaign Contributions Act, mail fraud, wire fraud, and so on. Of course, they could find, after defrauding several federal judges to get search warrants, they could find no evidence whatsoever of any of those crimes. So ultimately, what they did was to charge me with lying to Congress. The problem with that is, under the False Statements Act, in order to be guilty of lying to Congress, your statement must not only be false, but it must be material. It must matter. It must be consequential. To have a 101 violation, you have to be hiding some underlying crime, which I wasn't. These were fabricated charges by Andrew Weissman. He actually wrote my indictment because he was sloppy enough to leave his signatures on the metadata tags on the original document. Now you combine that with, Hunter Biden taking $1.4 billion from China. And my question to you, Wayne, is Joe Biden's been in the Senate, was in the Senate since he was 29 years old. He's only been out of office for 4 years. Where did the money he has come from? How did he become mega wealthy?
Well, you know, it's obvious. I mean, Rudy Giuliani, I give him all the credit in the world. I actually have made some comments in the past that I thought Rudy was kind of losing it. He's a little bit older, and he just wasn't as sharp as he used to be. To me, that's what I said about like 8 or 9 months ago about some of the things he did in the media. This time, he's hit a grand slam home run. I mean, he has saved, in my opinion, the whole Trump campaign, the whole Trump presidency. He has absolutely been, the greatest friend a president could have. And what he did for Trump is priceless. And he's also handled it well. I watched a video with him last night. He put out a video, I guess a video podcast, and it was fantastic. And he basically said, Roger Stone, that in China, all the politicians have it down to a science. You never take the bribe yourself. You let your kids take it, or you let your wife take it, or you let your parents take it, or you let your brother take it, but you never take it. And then they pay all the bills and buy you the houses, and they put it in an offshore account, and it never gets attached to you, ever. And he said that's the lesson that Joe Biden appears to have learned. You let your son do it all. In this case, he picked this one son, Hunter, and then everything, based on the emails I saw, Hunter kicks back 50% to Joe, and I'm sure it's in a Swiss or a Cayman bank account. That appears to be what the emails would lead you to believe, that he has to kick back 50% to his father of all the money he makes, and then if he has a piece of something, like his big 50% ownership in a Chinese energy company that they formed, a holding company together, it looked like the big guy, which must be Joe Biden, got 10% of that. So it seems like he gets a cut of everything. Roger, you there?
No, I think you're. I think you're absolutely right, Wayne. What I find most interesting about this is that Steve Bannon, a man who lied on the stand during my trial, whose testimony to the House Intelligence Committee under oath directly contradicts his testimony on the stand during my trial, is out there trying to take credit for what clearly is Rudy Giuliani's accomplishment. So it annoys me to see Steve Bannon, a man who said the Trump Organization was a criminal enterprise, who accused Donald Trump Jr. of treason, out there trying to reposition himself as a great champion of...
Roger, we lose you? Are you there?
No, I'm with you.
There you go. Okay, talk, Roger. We got you.
All right. Where do we leave off? I'm sorry.
Well, so I heard champion of, and then you were gone. You know, that Stone was trying to Bannon was trying to reposition himself as a champion of, and then you were gone.
A champion of the president.
There we go.
Perhaps he is bidding for a pardon. I don't know. But if you look at his sworn testimony before the House Intelligence Committee and his sworn testimony at my trial, where I was fighting for my life, even George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley said they're in direct contradiction on the same questions. So I'm praying for Steve Bannon. I have no rancor. You know, I'm praying for him, but I think he's in deep trouble.
All right, let's talk about the actual laptop and what's on it. You have lots of sources out there, probably much better than mine, although my source actually watched the laptop yesterday and had many comments for me about what was on there. What have you heard is on there, or have you heard anything that was on the actual Hunter Biden laptop?
I have heard that there is child exploitation, the abuse of children, Chinese children in this case. But the real question is, if FBI Director Christopher Wray had access to this laptop back during the impeachment, why didn't he make it public? Why didn't he bring it forward? I mean, if there's anyone in this administration who needs to be not only fired but prosecuted for obstruction of justice, I think it's the current FBI director.
Right, so I would ask you this question as a man who's been through all the political wars. Why do you think Trump doesn't bring in Ray, Christopher Ray, the head of the FBI? Why didn't he bring him in this morning and bring him to the woodshed and fire him? Why do you think he's holding on? You think maybe with only 2 weeks plus to go to the election, he's just thinking it would just be too upsetting to the American public. He's going to wait till the day after the election and then fire him. I got to assume, yeah?
Yeah, so imagine some of the president's... more moderate and less experienced advisors are telling him that that would be rocking the boat. And, of course, Adam Schiff and company would be jumping up and down screaming about the rule of law. they didn't care too much about the rule of law when Barack Obama and Joe Biden used the full authority and the intelligence capability to spy on Donald Trump's campaign for president. They didn't mention the rule of law when, say, Bill Clinton was meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac to fix his wife's illegal email server case. They weren't talking too much about the rule of law then, but I'm sure that that some of the people around the president have told him that if he fires Ray, it will appear to be political retribution and would be detrimental. I don't agree with that. When you know of corruption by a public official, you should remove them.
Right. I agree. I'm with you on this one. And, you know, let me sum up this interview. Let's end it by just asking your gut instincts on what's going to happen on Election Day. First of all, who's going to win? And second of all, will it take the Supreme Court to award it to Trump or Biden? Will it take 3 weeks to figure out the winner? Or do you think that Trump actually could pull it out by enough that he wins on election night? Or is he going to lose? I guess those are all my questions for you.
I think if we had an honest election, a true honest election with integrity, the president would win. But we're not going to get that. So what we're going to get is a muddled result, a result in which we believe, based on the votes we believe to be real, that we won, and the Democrats will claim that they won. Now, as you know, Wayne, they have made it very clear, unless we accept their results of the election, they intend to burn America down.
Right.
They're going to mobilize their paramilitary wing, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and they're going to strike in the cities. We're going to have unprecedented violence.
Assuming Trump wins.
What does about that?
Roger, assuming Trump wins, they're going to riot. I think Trump will win. So I tell everyone to batten down the hatches, be armed, lock and load, be ready to defend yourself, your life, your family's life, and your property. But are you predicting a Trump victory? That's my final question.
I am, but very, very narrowly. I think he's going to close back. He's going to outwork them in the close. And I do think that the Biden scandals are going to take Joe down.
All right, Roger, we got to run. Roger Stone, a great guy, a longtime buddy of Wayne Root, friend of the show, longtime President Trump associate, former Trump campaign advisor, all-around good guy to have on our side, Roger Stone. Thank you, Roger. God bless you.
Many thanks, Wayne. Never give up the fight.
Never give up the fight.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And elected by a college of electors to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
My board op and I, associate producer Chris O'Sullivan, were just talking about Zoom capability. I don't want Zoom capability anymore. Now that I heard what CNN legal analyst far-left hack Jeffrey Toobin did on Zoom, I can't even think of Zoom magazine colleagues. Toobin told Vice in a statement, "I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera." So what? What were you doing? I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and co-workers. A spokesman for the New Yorker said he's been suspended while we investigate the matter, and he's been evidently suspended from CNN as well. Tube's Condnast email has been disabled. He's not tweeted since October 13th. He did, however, appear on CNN, where he's the network's chief legal analyst. On Saturday, they announced Jeff Toobin has asked for some time off while he deals with a personal issue, which we have now granted, CNN said. So here's a guy who was on with his colleagues, and he didn't... Understanding is he pleasured himself in front of his colleagues on Zoom. Folks, you know, I just don't get it. You know, my buddy who watched, who has great credibility in law enforcement, and he watched the Hunter Biden videos and images. He said there are thousands of them. He said, one thing I could tell you for sure. He said, first of all the girls look very young. You can't prove right now until there's an investigation that they were underage or they were prepubescent, but they looked young, and it appeared that they were, you know, way too young for him to be having sex with. But he said one thing that is so clear besides that is that this guy loves his penis. He shows his penis in thousands and thousands of photos and videos. It's the starring role. This guy just loves his you-know-what. Folks, I think all men like their penis, but they don't show it to everybody. And they don't film it. And they don't put it on video on a laptop. They don't put it in photographs. And they don't pleasure themselves in front of Zoom. There's no... The far left people are mentally ill. There's something very wrong with Hunter. He's obviously a sick, sick man. There's something very wrong with Jeffrey Toobin. These are sick, whacked out people. Something wrong with them. You know, everybody likes their Johnson, and everybody likes having sex. All Republican men like having sex, but they don't film it with thousands of girls who are young, and they don't film themselves pleasuring themselves. These people are crazy. There's something wrong with these people. Somehow, some way, I've gone my whole life without filming my Johnson. Somehow, I've gone my whole life without taking pictures of it. There's something wrong with all of you. I like mine as much as you like yours. You know what? I don't need to take photos of it and send it to anybody. What is wrong with all of you? But I know, right? I can answer my own question. Every liberal I've ever met is mentally ill. They're nutty people. There's something missing. Maybe they were all born without the right chromosome. I don't know. There's something not right about liberals. You know, a perfect example, if this election goes the wrong way, I believe America's finished. What do I mean by America's finished? The borders will be flooded. The whole country will be filled with foreigners. The whole country will be filled with illegal aliens. They'll all be getting their health insurance free. Well, I got to pay five times more. They'll be getting college free. Well, I got to pay five times more. The whole thing is insanity. My taxes will go through the roof. Regulations through the roof. Legal fees through the roof. I won't be able to conduct business. No one's going to get hired. Everyone will get fired. The whole country's done, the whole economy's done the next day. So tell me, when liberals say, oh my God, if Trump wins, the country's done, and I've got to move, why? What has Trump done to you except made a prosperous economy and given you jobs and given you raises and given you bonuses and your stock went up and your retirement funds went up? What does Trump actually do to a liberal that bothers them? Last I checked, for the last 4 years, it was 4 years until COVID came, of prosperity. Last I checked, we're not doing anything to hurt a single liberal in America. Nobody hurts a Mexican. Nobody hurts a black person. Nobody's hurting a gay person. It's all in your mind. Nobody's hurting you. You're just making more money, which in the end is what matters. Taking care of your family, what's in your wallet, what's on your dinner table, what's in your pocketbook. That's like 99% of what matters in life. And you go, well, not if someone's killing you. Right, exactly. Is this a Holocaust? Has anyone seen anyone taking Jews away in rail cars and killing them? Because I'm Jewish and I haven't noticed that. Has anyone seen a black person killed? I haven't noticed that. Are we taking black people away to kill them? Are we jailing people because they're Latino? No, but we might be jailing people because they're illegal aliens. Well, you know, tough pippies. Isn't that just too bad? You came here illegally. You got what you deserve. So, I don't know. I just don't get it. You know, I have a real, real, real serious argument to make that if Biden wins, it's the end of America and it's damaging to me and my businesses and my life. There is no argument for liberals other than if you want to kill your baby. You know, that maybe abortion will be limited a little bit more than it is now. No one's going to get rid of Roe versus Wade. There's no end of abortion. But there might be a few limitations. You can't kill a baby till the moment they're born. Maybe, just maybe, that might pass in the next 4 years. If that's the only thing you're worried about, you're a very, very sick puppy. This segment is sponsored by the MAGA Mall. If you've ever ordered a MAGA cap, you've probably received a piece of junk in the mail. Those days are over. Now you get the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices. Go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps. And that's not all they've got. It's the MAGA Mall is your one-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, other products. They have MAGA cowboy hats, Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. The, T-H-E, magamall.com. Great stuff. Ron Sullivan's the owner of the Maga Mall. Thank you for sponsoring the show, The Maga Mall.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.